Welcome to Holy Trinity, Headington Quarry. My name is Laura Byron Scott, and I'm the vicar here. We are delighted to be able to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charbel, our local hospital radio station. Our church's most famous former parishioner is C.S. Lewis, and we hope to follow in his footsteps with this experiment in radio broadcasting. Lewis was able to take the Christian faith outside of the traditional church through his fictional works and his radio talks in particular. Now that we have sadly but rightly closed our church building to keep people safe, we are being asked to imagine new ways of being church. Our hope is that through these audio services, all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you are listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you are listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find them on our website, www.hdhq.uk, under Online Services. We begin with the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. What God has prepared for those who love him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Lord, have mercy. Let not the flood overwhelm me, nor the depth swallow me up. Let not the pit shut its mouth upon me. Christ, have mercy. Hear me, O Lord, as your loving kindness is good. Turn to me as your compassion is great. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins. Open your eyes to God's truth. Strengthen you to do God's will and give you the joy of his kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all round them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. Please join me in the words of Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, were to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than the night watch for the morning, more than the night watch for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. With him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. Father, we commend to your faithful love those who are crying from the depths. Help them to watch and pray through their time of darkness, in sure hope of the dawn of your forgiveness and redemption, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We sing or listen to our next hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness.
Give us, we pray, your
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As many of us adjust to a world of self-isolation, virtual communication, and staying home, we watch and admire the courage and heroism of frontline medical staff and other key workers who continue to leave the safety of their homes to aid in the fight against coronavirus. On Thursday evening, across the nation, we cheered in solidarity to show our appreciation of the NHS, and we are privileged to be able to broadcast this service in our local NHS hospitals as a gesture of love and appreciation for all that you do. One dramatic scene I saw in the news this week was from a hospital in Spain. It depicted the moment that medical staff removed an artificial breathing tube from a COVID-19 patient. Under the observation of at least 10 doctors and nurses, the tube was removed, and after what must have seemed like an eternity, the patient took their first natural breath. The hospital staff cheered and clapped and hugged one another in joy. I'm reminded of these words from the prophet Ezekiel, "I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live." in that Spanish hospital, like the Valley of Dry Bones, life returned again in a dark and desolate situation. Alongside the joy felt when a patient recovers, there is, of course, the grief felt when a patient does not. One of the most heartbreaking aspects of the coronavirus is the isolation it causes to those who suffer. It prevents relatives from taking close physical care of their loved ones. It deprives families of the opportunity to be at the bedside of their loved ones when they take their last breath. It causes a funeral service to become a socially distanced gathering when our human instinct is to draw together physically in times of grief. In our gospel scene, the raising of Lazarus, Jesus places himself in the position of a friend who was not physically present with a dying loved one. Martha and Mary both say to him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." In these words, they sense that Jesus has some divine power to help those who are dying, and they display a deep faith that somehow, against all the odds, Jesus' physical absence from his friend will not prevent God's spiritual purposes from being fulfilled. One of the deepest mysteries of the Christian faith is the belief that Jesus Christ has both a human and a divine nature. In his human nature, he weeps with all those who are not able to be physically present with their suffering and dying loved ones at this time. In his human nature, Jesus draws alongside the isolated, the suffering, and the grieving. Today is Passion Sunday, a day to remember the human anguish and suffering Jesus experiences in his earthly life, the God who draws alongside us in our darkest moments. And yet, in his divine nature, Jesus is also able to say, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." In his divine nature, Jesus confidently calls Lazarus out from the imprisonment of his tomb, and with the same spirit that was able to breathe into dry bones, life returns again in a dark and desolate situation. Jesus asks Martha, "Do you believe this?" Perhaps you have only the tiniest amount of faith in God at this time. But the Spirit of God can fan into flame even the smallest spark of faith, the same Spirit that moves over the dry bones and the chains of death's imprisonment, bringing new life again. As we continue to adjust to a world of self-isolation, virtual communication, and staying home, we cannot help but notice the signs of spring, of rebirth, and new life beginning again after the winter. In the dry bones of your own suffering, anguish, and virtual imprisonment, try to have faith that life can and will return in this dark and desolate situation. God of all consolation, your Son Jesus Christ was moved to tears at the grave of Lazarus, his friend. Look with compassion on your children in their loss. Give to troubled hearts the light of hope, and strengthen in us the gift of faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe and trust in God the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ, his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. As children of a loving God who always listens to our cries, let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold. For the health and well-being of our nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. We remember those with mental health difficulties And we pray for mental health professionals, counsellors, and all who encourage us to keep positive in this time of challenge. For an outpouring of love and friendship to help the anxious and afraid. Lord, hear us. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions. For our Prime Minister and government, for our Chief Medical Officer, for religious leaders of all faiths, especially Stephen, our Bishop, Justin, our Archbishop, and Pope Francis. May they draw together in sharing their collective wisdom, political, medical, and spiritual, to address this crisis. Lord, hear us. For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. We pray for the homeless, for refugees and asylum seekers, for those who are at risk of being forgotten at this time. Enable us to find new ways to support local charities that have had to close their doors this week. Lord, hear us. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be restored to health. We pray for all hospitals, GP surgeries, and social care providers, for hospital chaplains. May they show wisdom, care, and compassion in their response to this crisis. Lord, hear us. For our homes and families, our schools and young people, and all in any kind of need or distress. We pray for all families adjusting to new patterns of life and work, for schools and teachers who enable other key workers to continue in their roles. May our local schools be places of safety and sanctuary for all children who are anxious. Lord, hear us. For all who have died, that they may receive reassurance of God's presence and mercy. We remember any known to us who have died recently, those who mourn, and those who are planning funerals. May they receive spiritual strength and comfort even when they are separated physically from their loved ones. Lord, hear us. Trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing or listen to our final hymn, My Song is Love Unknown.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.